skinny, they don't milk, they cow with. And they don't have that yet, but where they have big cattle farm where they sell that, well, that's where they have all them kind of things, see. But yet they don't have that. Few people that used to milk cow a long time ago, they milk cow in bucket and they milk their cow with their hands, you know, pull a teeth. But in milk dairy, they have those machines, and they hook some kind of machine to that cow and pump the milk out. They have those big can like that, and they have some pipes, and they put the machine, milk the cow and fill those cans up. And they strain that milk with something, they sterilize that milk, and but when we milk cow, we milk it with the our hand, and we strain our milk and we boil our milk, you see.
Didn't the milk taste funny after you
boiled it? It was good. Boiled milk was good. Now you see this milk here where they buy it? As it there? I don't drink that milk. I don't like that milk.
You don't like that?
I know how the lady told me, say, if you would only see how the milk them cow in the dairy, say, you wouldn't want to drink that milk. And that milk where they sell, that ain't no pure milk, no. That milk is mixed up with a lot of powder milk. That ain't no real pure milk. Now when you milk your own cow, you give them some good milk. But when you got buying that milk, you ain't buying no pure milk.
Yeah.
That milk sour, it don't clabber. It just that sour and be bitter. Stink. Now when you milk our cow, we used to make clabber milk, cream cheese. Mm-hmm. It used to be good. Could make your butter. Put your milk down, take the cream off it, make butter. But now we don't get nothing like that no more. Now you got no more cattle.
This kind of milk won't clabber?
Not quick like that. Not like this old bought milk. If it clabber, you could eat the clabber milk, but yeah, you can't. You can't buy that milk and leave it clabber for you to eat. It ain't no good.
You tell me about the wheel. You said the rim.
Hmm.
You said the
a buggy wheel.
Uh huh.
It's an iron rim.
Uh huh.
It's not no. They ain't got no rubber on it.
Uh-huh.
And it had those spokes, you know.
You know that wooden part that the iron rim fits on.
I don't know the name of it. I forgot the name of it. How do they call it?
Did you ever hear it called a felly? Feller? Did you ever hear? What about, you know, in the buggy, before you hit your horse up, you have to back in between the...
Back the horses up between. I don't know what they call that, honey, girl. And the horse sat in the middle of it and it sat on each side of the horse.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what they call it.
Did you ever hear thills or shafts or...
Shaft?
Shaft?
Maybe that's what they call it, huh? Might be a shaft, yeah.
Uh-huh.
On the buggy with the horse set between.
What about the piece of wood that they hook the traces to?
The harness?
For, you know what I mean? The
cross piece?
There's a piece that...
When they hook a horse to a wagon, a horse have like breeches, like straps.
Uh-huh.
And those straps, you set the side of your buggy into those straps. They have straps that fit your horse, and it fit back of their tail.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse is just sitting in there, and then poses is onto them, they have rings on there. And they're strapped onto that strap was across the horse.
What do they call that? With rings on.
I'll call them breeches, me hog breeches. I don't know what the name of it. That's what I call.
Uh-huh.